AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. We went to the CMC Country Music Awards last night and somebody thought that Bridge was one of the McClymonts. That brought up a story about doppelganging and yours truly.
It doesn't really sound right, doppelganging, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. Come on, who'd they say you look like?
Who do you look like?
Oh, you tell us.
Come on.
Sting.
I can't. He reckons, and he claims it hard too. He believes he is Sting. We also, with the falling over of Toys R Us, we asked what toy or your favourite toy did you have while growing up?
Adam Brand is a big part of the Gold FM family, and he won last night Artist of the Year at the CMC Music Awards. We had a chat with him, and also Sam Wood, you know, the Hot Bachelor? You know, the one that actually worked for with Schnez, and they had a baby? We had him live in the studio with his new cookbook, and Spider got a bit jelly.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh, good morning, Prime Minister. Always a pleasure to catch up with you once a week.
Absolutely, Spider. I've had a terrific week. I was down at Port Kembla, of course, looking at the steel. I love steel. I said to them, you make good steel. It's very steely, and it's, you know, it glows red, very hot, and then it cools down, and it's hard. And I thought, well, I didn't know how steel was made.
Yeah.
They make good steel.
They do,
Blue
mate.
Scope.
They do. BlueScope's great. We grew up at Hastings down there where it's big on BlueScope. But what, is it true that Greg Norman, you know, the great white shark, he's even convinced the Trump, Donald Trump, not to impose tariffs on our steel and aluminium?
Aluminium. Enjoy that word, aluminium. Yes, that is true. Greg is a great friend of Mr. Trump. They like golfing together. I hate golfing. Waste of time. Silly sport. And plus the checks are awful. I don't mind a red V-neck. But and yes, the US is a friend of Greg's as well. And let me hasten to add, Sparta, just to clear it up for people. Greg Norman's not actually a shark. He's just a man. He's just a man with a terrifically annoying accent. But Greg's success, we're now thinking of using former sports stars, maybe even yourself, on other diplomatic missions.
Yeah.
Merv Hughes will lead a tourism delegation to Turkey because they love moustaches. Ian Thorpe, of course, will be going to Athens because the Greeks love gods and Adonises, don't you, Graham?
Yes.
And Dawn Fraser will be sent to Syria to negotiate a peace deal because they also love moustaches. And even Bashar al-Assad would soil himself if confronted with Big Dawny coming through the front doors of Damascus. Big Dawn bustling in there. Tremendous piece of a woman.
I'm going to change tack and talk about Christopher Pyne because he's celebrating 25 years in Parliament. You've got to be throwing him a party.
Well, Christopher Pyne, of course, is one of my closest allies and probably delivered me the Prime Ministership back in September 2015. We've just got off the rower, actually. He's saturated.
Yeah.
Christopher, come over here. They want to talk to you. Hi, it's Christopher Pyne, Minister for Defence Industries. I used to be a fixer, now I'm a maker. Yet I'm going to organise my own party. I'm a party planner. There's going to be streamers and party poppers and hats. Fairy bread, little boys, you know, Savoy's fatter, and we're going to have a big piñata shaped like Parliament House. I'm going to whack it, whack it, whack it, whack it, whack it, until all the stuff comes out all over the floor. Come on, Christopher, settle down. He works himself into a real lather.
Well, that he does, that he does.
Prime Minister, finally, you were on 7:30 on ABC Monday night. How did you think you went, Prime Minister?
Well, I tell you what, Lee Sales, if she asks me about that 30th news poll again, I'm going to go. Really, I feel like knocking someone out. Not that I've got the upper body strength to do that.
Yes. No,
but, I mean, you can stick your news polls where the sun don't shine, Lee. Sometimes I say, Lee. I just repeat her name about 14 times. But it wasn't a complete waste of time.
Yes.
I did get to say ensure, reassure, negotiate, reiterate. And Pacific Rim, which always makes me giggle. I was discussing trade on the Pacific Rim. Christopher, stop laughing.
What are you singing today, Prime Minister?
Well, because of the world of music is being celebrated way down in Adelaide, I thought I'd come up with a great old world music classic.
Yeah.
Do you remember Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon?
Oh, I love it.
I said, ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na, she's got diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
A what?
Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na, she's got diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
A
she's
what?
Empty,
a what?
Empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket, got nothing to lose. I said to Nana, I'm sorry, I'm singing like an African. That could be offensive.
Birds on the water. He's catching brim and mullet. He's catching brim and mullet.
If fishing fails, get into scales.
13 past six, hour later on the tweet. Herbert, how are you?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Hang on. Clarify that this is Herbert.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Luke here. Now, what I would like to do...
Did you hear that huff?
He's not happy.
Yes.
He's not happy.
Luke, bring us back, 13, 27, 10. Did you used to get milk delivered, mate?
What do you mean?
I swear, we've got to be the milkman's kids, I reckon. Anyway, let's get out of the gutter and into the ocean, eh?
Exactly right, Herb. What about this weekend? Surely sometime there's going to be a fish caught.
Sometime there probably will be a fish caught. It won't be by me this weekend, but it's looking pretty good this weekend.
But the wife's away. Why aren't you out there fishing?
I lost my tow ball.
What?
I don't have a car to tow my boat. Lost my tow ball.
What do you mean you lost it?
I might just have to... Well, my car's gone. Well,
I can take I'll take the boat down for you.
Oh.
Sweet, will you drive me out and back and take me home as well?
Oh, that'd be right.
Well, hang on, I've got to go and do things in between, but I can pick you up. Now, Herb, what about
it's clever of Lisa, though, to do that.
Yeah.
To leave you without a tow.
Yeah. If you do have a tow ball this weekend, Sunday's looking very good to get offshore. There will be a bit of swell around, so Currumbin and Telebludger bars will probably be a bit too out of control. Tweed will be still a bit dicey, but the seaway won't be too bad until the turn of the tide around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and starts running out. That'll make the waves stand up, so be very careful because there is a bit of swell. But yeah, there will be plenty of mackerel around, especially after that big blow. The water's going to be nice and clean out there, better than in the estuary because it's still a bit dirty from all the rain. But yeah, get out there, tow some livies around, get yourself some big Spanish on the 18th, 24 grams or Southport, down Palmy, Mermaid and all them sort of places. The estuaries will still be good, but there'll be some nice trevally in the estuaries, especially at the lower reaches of the Narang and the Cooma Rivers around the snags, jetties and rock walls. Still a few mangrove jack getting around, but get the pots out.
Yes.
Get a few mud crabs and get your cast nets out and go and chuck them for frogs.
Well, they'd be out on the flush, wouldn't they, with all the rain?
Yeah. Remember, whoosh, flush and then...
And really quickly too, if you don't catch anything, head down to Scales, Herb. I just put my order in yesterday. 2 kilo snappers, 3 kilos of prawns, ready to cook up a storm at the 4x4 show with Paul Burt this weekend.
I was in his presence when he put the thing through. The order through is half the shop, Herb.
Yeah. Oh, garlic prawns this week.
Didn't he have a crack?
I might have to come around as spiders on the weekend. That'll be all right. Yeah, look, it is good. Has anyone tried the Mexican fish bites yet? I mean, they're awesome. I want that recipe to put in my book.
Oh.
But before we do go today,
yes.
I'm going to have a guess at the secret sound. Now, I know you've got to get certain calls on that, but I'm going to have a go. And if I win the money, I'm going to donate it to the Tom Tate Fund to put a new Gold Coast sign up near Yatala because that one's terrible.
Right.
Yep.
But I reckon the sound is... spider snapping a $50 note out of Cherie's hand so he can go get a box of beer.
That does sound like that, actually.
I've heard it before.
By the way, Herb, you put out the call.
Oh.
You put out the call, and your bottle-o milk bottle brother has called back. Luke, Herb, that sounds like Herb. Hello, Luke.
Yeah, how are you, Herb? There you go, mate. Good, mate, good.
Where'd you grow up? I bet you had a milkman, didn't you?
Mate, I did actually. I was born in the Southport Hospital.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, get out. Do you love beer?
I love a tinny, mate. Don't worry about that.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, there's a, we actually have to go. Hey, Herb and Herb, thank you very much. But there's only one person that can actually clarify if it is a milkman or not. Karen in Helensvale. Have you got two Herbs?
This is Herb's mum.
Oh, and apparently now Scotty's mum.
Luke's mum.
Oh, Luke's mum. I don't even know my kid's name. Oh, God. I'm a bit worried.
You don't remember? No. You don't recall having
Luke? Luke, just give me a little bit of info about yourself.
Okay, let's. We'll wrap it up by. Let's find out. Karen, can you give us an over?
Over. Oh, that's good. Hang on. I'll see if Luke can give us one. Oh, here we go.
Over.
I'll leave it to Herb.
Congratulations, first of all, to the McClymonts, who did a fantastic job at the 8th Annual CMC Music Awards at Star last night. Adam Brand took out the coveted CMC Australian Artist of the Year. There were a whole heap of awards. Grammy Award winner Keith Urban took out both the CMC International Artist of the Year, his 6th win in the category.
Look, we had an awesome night. That was my first Country Music Awards.
Fantastic.
And it's what I thought it would be like, very down-to-earth, awesome, amazing people.
They are. When the stars walk and mingle,
yeah,
and happy to have a chat, it's a great vibe.
And very grateful when they win, and very humble as well. And we spoke to Molly McClymont yesterday, and she said, I said, look, I don't know what to wear. I'm not too sure. Is it all ball gowny or what? I said, look, I've got a white leather dress that I got online that's secondhand from the 80s. And I said, this could go either way.
Yeah.
She said, I've got a white leather dress too. And she was 8 months pregnant. I got a photo with her together. Now, this dress could have gone either way, but as I got out of the car, one of the straps on my shoulder broke.
We lost a strap.
So it became an off-the-shoulder number.
Yeah.
Anyway, it worked.
You pot committed you there now.
Well, it worked to the point that a guy came up to me and said, and I saw him hovering too. And I didn't know. He goes, do you mind if you come over here? Can we take a photo with you? And he was all nervous. I was like, hang on. No one's that nervous about taking a photo with me. It doesn't happen that often. I said, yeah, look, I don't know if you think I'm anyone, but I'm not. He said, yeah, you were that nutbag McClymont on stage, weren't you?
You were
the funny one, because Brooke was hilarious on stage.
And
I said, no, mate. No, I'm not a McClymont, but that's a really lovely compliment.
You take it.
I'll take it. And he goes, hey, look, my wife won't know. Can you just get a photo with her anyway? Because
brilliant.
It's going to sort me out for the rest of the night, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, 100%.
And I said, all righto. So now I'm in a photo with his wife, who thinks I'm one of the McClymonts.
Probably on social media.
Probably everywhere.
Bedside table.
Exactly right. But I do want to know, have you guys ever been told you look like someone?
Yes.
Who, darling?
Sting.
Yes!
No, I get it. Peter, no, I'm just telling you what people... I'm not... What are you laughing about?
You claimed it so honestly.
I know, that's why. You claimed it as much as you claim George Clooney. You are really losing it.
Yeah, but I'm taking the mickey. Well, you're serious.
It's been going on for years. I'm just saying what people say. I'm not...
Okay.
This is loose.
13, 27, 10. Have you been mistaken for anybody before?
Now that I look at you, you do. But yeah, your conviction that you were his twin flame.
Right.
You're his stage double.
I was very chuffed that someone at the Country Music Awards afterwards thought I was one of the McClymonts and took a photo with me and said, don't worry, my wife won't know anyway. And I thought, oh, that's a lovely compliment.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. We want to know who you look like. Peter, you always say you look like...
Spider.
What?
I do. No, if I've been somewhere and I'm and someone comes up and goes, oh, are you Spider Everett? I said, nah, that guy's a Wally.
good call.
Yeah. I go, you don't want to talk to him. I said, nah. I said, I often get picked up for that. So I said, I'm actually a computer technician.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it's just stupid.
Well, I bet you claim Sting, darling.
I'm not saying it again.
No, that is hilarious.
You two fell on the floor.
No, well, I dated a guy that looked that much like cricketer David Gillespie. He always had to sign signatures. But when I went over to Thailand, the guy that was in the unit next to me was the exact replica of Michael Hutchins, to the point that we'd go out at night and everyone would literally stop in the street and point and go, like maybe he's still alive and has another life over in Thailand.
Well, I'll tell you who I saw last night at the CMC Music Award. Jeff Fenwick.
That's who it was. I wasn't sure. I thought I knew who.
Do you have watches on?
Wasn't him.
Wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
No, he's an American guy. Gee, he looked like him, though, didn't he?
He did too.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't him.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
He was a much bigger guy. I looked at him. He walked in.
Because he said the same. He goes, oh, my God, they got Sting at the Country Music Awards.
Well, I thought I had Darius Rucker eyeball me, and I said to Cam, our producer, oh, I just got the look from Darius Rucker. She went, that's the Usher. I went, oh, all right then. Whoops.
We've got Heather on the phone.
Yes.
Hello.
Heather, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do people think you are?
When I was much younger, I used to get Daryl Hannah probably once a day.
Oh, really?
Really?
Baby.
It was pretty cool.
She was my idol growing up. She was the mermaid in Splash and then on Kill Bill, the crazy, psychotic, one-eyed lady.
Yeah, absolutely. And I used to get it so much and I didn't really even know who she was until I started looking. Yeah, and then I thought, I can't really see it, but at least once a day.
You know, like when you're out at a pub or a nightclub, did you ever claim it?
No, I thought about it and then I thought, no, I just won't go there.
Oh, it's always worth a claim.
I would have been claiming it 24/7.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl, for giving us a call, we're gonna send you to Stomp at the Star. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
A couple of tickets to Stomp at the Star from 31 May. Bookings, tickettech.com.au.
Yes, you can thank Sting, Molly McClyman, and George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, George.
We've got a guest in the studio. It is Sam Wood, the former Bachelor.
Yeah, so much more than that, though, Sam. But just for people at home, one of the most successful Bachelors, and with the beautiful schnez you chose very well there. And congratulations on your five-month-old.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Aw, and you got into the show before you had to be a celeb to be on the show too.
Yeah, things have changed a bit, haven't they?
Well, is it going in the right direction? We saw Sophie Monk last time. We're seeing the big honey badger, Nick Cummins, this year.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a little bit harder? Are they in there for the right reasons? Because you obviously were there for a different reason, where these are celebrities.
Yeah, I think it polarizes people, doesn't it? It's kind of, you know, people are a little bit cynical to why they're going on it. But I'm a massive Honey Badger fan, so I'm going to be watching him. I reckon he's a bloody ripper.
Yeah. He is a bloody like him now. Okay, now you're in here for this incredible book, Sam Wood, 7 Minutes to Better Health. Now, Peter knows my journey, and it's been going for
7 years to better health, written by Bridge Daly.
Yeah. I'll try anything.
Seven minutes sounds a bit better.
And still kick it into the wind.
It's so true. I now haven't had a drink in over 2 months. I'm trying everything apart from exercise. But this is awesome because your book combines the lot, right? So, and I'm a smoothie queen, so there's heaps of smoothies.
There is.
There's exercises in the back.
So it's all about anything you can do in under 7 minutes. So it's got workouts you can do literally just using the couch or body weight in front of the TV and your favorite in the ad breaks of your favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Right through to smoothies and salads that take less than 7 minutes to just people that are in a hurry or people that are looking to take that first step where anything more than that's a little bit intimidating, a little bit daunting, but they need to get started.
And it's also great for people who maybe don't have the money to spend on all the equipment, or like me, just have it in their garage and don't
You
use
have
it.
All the equipment.
Shut up.
You have got the...
Don't talk to Sam like that about me.
You don't need a lot of equipment to get great results.
Damn.
You really don't. It's about just consistency and doing something every day, and it doesn't have to be hours in the gym.
Exactly.
Well, doing something's better than doing nothing.
That's exactly right.
Like
exactly
even if you just go for a walk, your 20-minute walk is more than what you've done previously. So it's something rather than nothing.
And doing a little bit almost always leads to doing more. If you just get moving, doing, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, and starting to be a bit more conscious about what you eat, before you know it, that's the catalyst to do more and more. And you kind of get to half an hour and go, I don't really remember where I started.
Yeah. Cool. All right, you've got the beautiful wife, the new baby. You've got the book, Sam Wood, 7 minutes to better health. I'm cooking at the 4x4 show this weekend. What can you tell me to cook?
You don't want to cook smoothies or little salads for the boys, mate. You get booted out of there.
The four-wheel drive thing, you'd have to vitamise eggs and sausages. That's the only way you'd pour a smoothie.
My 28 program's got, you know, steak and chips and healthy fish and chips. And, you know, you could whack them on the Trangia and get them going. That'd be quick and easy.
Don't have dim sims on the barbecue in there?
No dim sims. But
he puts dim sims on the barbecue.
One of the greats.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, he does. He loves it. Is there any recipe that you feel, Peter, you must tell Sam for his next book?
I think you've got to keep it really basic and just even barbecued corn, straight out barbecued corn with some fresh chives and chili. Unbelievable. People underrate corn.
No, I love corn.
I'm a big fan of corn.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys are bonding over corn.
Yeah, you only get two corn cobs off every plant.
Didn't know that.
You knew that wealth of information either. You're incredible. But there's no copyright, is there, if Spider steals some of your ideas?
No, I want him to go for it.
All right. Now, Sam, there was an awkward situation this morning. Look, our sister station, CFM, as you know, Heather Maltman rose to fame on your show.
She did, yes.
And you were friend-zoned. I was Team Heather in the beginning.
Friends, aren't you?
As they say, yeah. We didn't know this was recorded this morning, but there was a little bit of an awkward situation.
Oh dear, you guys are stitching me up.
Have a listen.
Okay.
Why is Sam Wood coming in?
His book.
Great, so he's written a book and you guys are going to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
You know how weird that is? Like, he's an ex. Like,
yeah, that's got nothing to do with us. You're a different show.
Yeah, but he's going to be in the building. I'm going to have to, like, deal with that.
No,
he'll just walk past. I spoke to Nico and I said, Nico, you better, I totally didn't even think to...
All right, but if you guys had an ex that you dated on TV and he broke your heart, I would not get him on my show. I'd be like, sorry, not going to happen.
I've been over exaggerating with it.
I'm just kidding. I just felt it.
Oh, that's
funny. Peter taking the soft approach again to you.
She was kidding.
Very sensitive, weren't you, Spider? Very sensitive to it, mate.
I was crapping myself because I said, oh, this is a girly situation. I don't need this.
That's right. I don't understand those situations.
I know. She stitched us up. Thank God that wasn't true.
She did. No, I think Heather would be very comfortable with seeing me after all.
Yes. I'm sure everyone's moved on. Thank God. But that scared us. But it was the wake up we needed this morning. We're very tired.
you got you going early in the morning.
Now, you're off to do some exercise.
I am. So part of the book tour is either book signings or workouts and book signings. Mm-hmm. And we are at the Broadwater Park. Is it Broadwater Highlands?
Parklands.
And we're meeting at the Fish Shack at 9 a.m. this morning. So all my 28ers from my program are going to come down. Anyone else that wants to come down, bring friends, bring family. Doesn't matter what fitness level you're at, come and join me for a workout this morning.
Oh, brilliant.
Excellent.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Cheers, guys.
And the book again?
7 minutes to better health.
Sam Wood. Thanks, mate. Thanks for popping in. Huge night last night at Star. It was the CMC Australian Country Music Awards, and our own man, we're owning this bloke these days, Adam Brand took out the coveted CMC Australian Artist of the Year again. Well done, mate. He's on the phone.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
You know what I love, Adam? Look, we got the Quickie Pro on at the moment, and they always do that. Yoo! But at the Country Music Awards, they give a yahoo. Can you give us a yahoo?
Mate, what's this? Third or fourth year in a row, is that right?
Well, no, he skipped a year there, mate. So
you had to give someone else a go.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it was a fantastic night. It was just, amazing to be there. Amazing.
Adam, it's always a pleasure. You're Gold FM's own, we know that now anyway. But
always.
Yeah, always have been. But you know, we talk about country music, but it's kind of just growing and growing and growing, and these awards are growing as well. They're getting a lot more recognised around the country.
They certainly are, mate. Look, I think having an award show in a capital city, well, I'm calling Gold Coast capital city, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is for us. And it's a major city. And so to have that now is pretty amazing. It's always been just in Tamworth, you know. So, yeah, people start to take notice.
Adam, found out something incredible about you last night. I had no idea that brand... I like the way, by the way, you thanked your brand wagon, your team of helpers, but I didn't know that that isn't your real name. Can you explain the story? You're actually Sicilian and your last name is Adam...
Bruno.
Bruno. Yeah, and so Adam spoke Sicilian on stage, and I'm telling you, ladies, it was pretty awesome. Can you give us a bit of Sicilian, Adam?
Look, just a little bit. Look, when I ring my dad, I always say, "Non scurtare, ti voglio bene, papa," you know, which just means don't forget how much I love you, Dad, you know. I didn't think anyone was going to believe a little woggy country singer if I kept my name Adamo Bruno. You know?
So, oh, I love it though. You could go
Bruno brand. That's all.
You could go Adamo Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Could do, absolutely.
Mate, you're massive on social media. Just tell the audience how many followers you got on respective sites now. Like Insta, you got a lot of followers.
Yeah, although I'm still, you know, Instagram's huge, obviously, at the moment. But yeah. I'm a bit old school. I'm still Facebook mostly.
Yeah.
but the brand wagon team is it's a bit over 100,000 now. So
wow.
Great bunch of supporting people, you know.
And where do we see Adam over the next couple of months on tour?
Yeah, mate, look, this year's my 20th anniversary since my first album come out, so... I've got a greatest hits coming out in July, but I'm starting to do some shows. Like in April, I'm doing a couple close, not on the Gold Coast, but close. Yamba,
yep.
Johnny Ringo's up in Ipswich in Brisbane, but I will be on the Gold Coast Mudry Bar show in June 23rd.
I've got an idea. You know how artists go by different names and do secret gigs? How about you do an Adamo Bruno gig at DeVito's? Restaurant, right. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And see, and we'll just do a pop-up gig.
Pop-up under gig, another no name. One knows.
Yeah, well, let's just not tell anyone about it. It's like, don't say anything on the radio, you know.
Hey, Adam, congrats again, mate. Well done.
Hey, thanks, guys. Great to talk to you this morning. You're just drunk, all messed up. And when you don't think that you've had enough, you're just drunk. A little too bust, and you ain't really looking for love, but those words are slipping easy off your tongue, 'cause you're just drunk. Adam Brand taking out the CMC Australian Artist of the Year last night at Star.
Great night.
We want to know what toys you grew up playing. What was your favourite toy when you were growing up playing? Because at the moment, it looks like that Toys R Us is going into liquidation. The thousands of stores around the US have starting to close down. There's 40-odd stores here in Australia with over 2,000 employees. They're all walking on shaky ground because they're closing down because, you know, the sad reality, and this is what we want to know. 13, 27, 10, the favourite toy you had when you were growing up, they're saying no one's buying toys anymore.
That is so sad. That's all about imagination for kids with toys and, you know, security and comfort.
Yep, they're saying because of technology and iPads and, you know, iPhones, a lot of stuff's going down that path. And we know Amazon and, you know, all those other areas you can buy toys, but Toys R Us are now going to be with us.
Give us a bell, 13, 27, 10 for the Morton's Quality Meats. Naring Fair Shopping Centre, great meat at great prices.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Was that yours?
Ike. I still have him. Ike. He's unreal. And Barbies, of course, being a girl. Yeah. I'd love to know both of yours.
AJ?
AJ.
I'll have to think about that.
I know.
Mine was Army Men.
Was it?
Was it?
I loved Army Men. I had two colours and I'd set them up all day and have a big army battle off.
That's cute.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Mike, what was yours?
Simon, the game where it was a disc and you pushed a button and it lit up colours and lights and you had to copy it.
Hey.
Like Simon says, copy this. And
here's a memory for you, Mike. Have a listen.
That's him. That's the one.
Thanks, Mike. That is awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. So, yeah.
Jane, what was the toy you loved when you were growing up?
Well, I was a bit of a tomboy. I had lots of dolls, but my favourite things were matchbox cars.
Oh, yeah.
They're some of the greats.
You used to come in the briefcases and you could put them all back.
Yeah.
No, I just had a big box, but I remember going out and playing in the grass. Mum hated it because I used to cut roads into the grass all over the backyard.
And then if I disappeared,
she knew I'd be next door because the two boys would be next door and I'd be over there playing with them in their cars and stuff. Yeah, loved them.
Thanks, Jane.
See you guys.
Darren in Ashmore. Darren, hello. What was your favourite toy growing up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good. Well, there was a few, like the Matchbox set of the A-Team cars and all that and the helicopter and that, but you remember the Tonka trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Do you remember the Strong Arm?
What was that?
It was like a tractor that with a thing on the front that picks up the dirt, but it had a big long plastic arm on it with a lever, and when you pulled the lever with your fingers, it dug in and picked up the dirt.
Oh, right.
And then you could take that over to your Tonka truck and pour it into the Tonka truck.
Cool.
Oh, love it.
Oh, that's cool.
Love it, Darren. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Rabina, Mark, what was the toy when you were growing up?
Kurt Plunk. That was my favourite.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
That is one of the greats, Kaplunk.
Yeah, put the straws in and pull them out and don't let the marbles fall, I think was the ad.
That's right.
And you used to have to turn it around and then all the marbles would fall into your little carriage.
Right, into your little carriage thing down the bottom. It was numbered 1 to 4, I think. Back in the good old days, eh? Back in the good old days.
That's exactly right.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, Rod McLeod, what was the toy?
For hours and hours of entertainment of boyhood, you couldn't go past the $6 million man action figure. He could lift an engine block by pressing a button in his back and he'd crank it up. And you could look through the back of his head with his bionic eye.
And then I had the bionic woman.
Yes, with bits.
Yeah, and guess what I did? I got the bionic woman's...
I don't want to ask what you did.
I got the bionic woman's shirt, little jacket. Mm. She had a little jacket. And I got Mum to sew it onto a shirt for me.
Oh.
How cool is that?
Oh, you wear the shirt?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. No, that's right. Did they ever get together, bionic woman and...
I think they did.
Yes, they did.
And they had a little bionic baby.
Called Elon Musk.
An incredible story on the front page of the Bulletin today. We're talking about a bloke called Irish tradie David Conway, who has left the Gold Coast Hospital yesterday. And Bianca Stone interviewed David when the accident happened. It's an incredible story. Bianca's on the phone now. Bianca Stone from Sunrise. Tell us the story.
Oh, this is an incredible story. It's not often we get to do such good stories, but Dave Conway, he was a carpenter working on the Gold Coast. This was July last year. Fell 7 stories, landed on his feet onto concrete. He was conscious at the scene before being put into an induced coma. He has spent the last 8 months in hospital, and today he is being released. It is just an amazing story. All the men and women at the Gold Coast University Hospital who have fought to save Dave's life. He's had his legs removed from the knee down and had like an incredible amount of operations, 37 operations. He needed 82 litres of blood to save his life.
Wow.
But has just got this most positive outlook on life. An amazing guy and released. He's an Irishman, released in time to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It's a great story.
Of course.
He deserves a Guinness.
He had a couple of Guinness at the hospital yesterday. There was a little bit of a party for him at the hospital. We were invited along, so you'll see all those pictures on 7 News tonight. But it is he's got a beautiful young daughter, Keisha. He lives for his little girl. It was his daughter's 7th birthday when he had the accident last year, fell 7 stories in the 7th month of the year too. So all of these 7s, it's just the whole thing just doesn't make sense. He shouldn't be alive, but he is, and he's here to tell the tale.
And it's incredible how sometimes, you know, I lost a mate who just fell off one story off just cleaning his gutter, or people who fall off a bike and hit their head the wrong way. So it is incredible. But there's two parts of the Irish. You've got the luck of the Irish, but then Murphy's law can get in the way.
Murphy.
So luckily it went the luck of the Irish.
Absolutely. You know what? His mum's out here too, helping him out. Oh. She's been here since the accident. She ended up in hospital as well. She broke her arm in 2 places getting the house ready for him to come home. So, but they're just an incredibly positive family. There it is. There's Murphy's law.
Is there a good Murphy out there?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
If we know any Murphys, call him.
Don't know any good Murphs.
He won't go on holiday.
Yeah, Dan
Murphy.
Murphy.
Yeah, that's right.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.